Trump confirms Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is dead, one of the most evil people in history. By Elizabeth Weibel on February 28, 2026. President Donald Trump confirmed reports that Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, one of the most evil people in history, had been killed during an Israeli strike on his compound in Tehran. In a post on Truth Social, Trump described this moment as being the single greatest chance for the Iranian people to take back their country. Trump's post comes after multiple reports surfaced that Khamenei, 86, who had been in control of the Islamic Republic of Iran since 1989, was killed. Khamenei, one of the most evil people in history, is dead, Trump wrote. This is not only justice for the people of Iran, but for all great Americans, and those people from many countries throughout the world, that have been killed or mutilated by Khamenei and his gang of bloodthirsty thugs. He was unable to avoid our intelligence and highly sophisticated tracking systems and, working closely with Israel, there was not a thing he, or the other leaders that have been killed along with him, could do, Trump added. Trump's post comes after he announced earlier that joint U.S.-Israeli strikes had occurred against Iran, Breitbart News's Oliver J.J. Lane reported. Joint American-Israeli strikes against Iran took place overnight, with U.S. President Donald Trump addressing both the nation and the people of Iran, announcing the strikes to eliminate imminent threats from the Iranian regime which directly endangers the United States, our troops, our bases overseas, and our allies throughout the world. Trump said, a short time ago, the United States military began major combat operations in Iran. Iranian retaliatory strikes have been launched against Israel. The strikes are intended to destroy Iran's stockpiles of missiles and to obliterate Iran's missile production industry, the president said. Most importantly, Trump said, was preventing Iranian nuclear-tipped long-range missiles from ever threatening the American mainland or America's allies in Europe. Trump also noted that his administration was hearing that many of the Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, members, military members, and other security and police forces, no longer want to fight, and are looking for immunity. Hopefully, the IRGC and police will peacefully merge with the Iranian patriots, and work together as a unit to bring back the country to the greatness it deserves, Trump added. That process should soon be starting in that, not only the death of Khamenei but the country has been, in only one day, very much destroyed and, even, obliterated.